Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Rich Galen is our guest. Rich is the publisher and the writer and the founder of Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. Rich, three times a week, except in August, you're cranking out some thoughts on what's going on in politics and other things. I enjoy reading it, Rich, and thank you for the hard work that you do. And folks, I encourage you to check out Rich's website. It's free most of the year, isn't it, Rich?
Well, it's free all year, but if I can embarrass you into paying me $30, then you can give it to me.
Hey, Rich.
It's not the business model you want to promote to most of your listeners.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a profile in business models. Rich, Harold Macmillan was the Prime Minister of England from 57 to 63, and they had an election coming up, and one of his aides says, "So, Mr. Prime Minister, what do you think will determine how do you think the next election will go?" And he said, "What do you think will be the determining factor this next election?" He said, "Events, my dear boy, events."
Yeah.
And as we think about what's coming up, we all have these polls. We all have, we see the polls, we hear them, we wring our hands over them, whatever, however you feel about the polls, the national polls between President Obama and whoever the likely nominee, whoever the Republican nominee would be. Isn't it true, though, that there's at least don't you think that there's at least a 50-50 chance that in 2012 the deciding factor will be events, my dear boy?
Not only events, but I think foreign events. I mean, we keep talking about the economy, but because the world is so interconnected, as you talk about 3 hours a day every day, the reports out of China about their economic slowdown,
yep,
that's going to reverberate, all the way to, to a farmer in Kansas. So yes, events.
We talked in a previous segment about the fact that you and I believe that I believe it'll be sooner. You think within 12 months, Israel will drop a dime on Iran, I completely agree with it. I mean, that's a major event, would that benefit Republicans or Democrats if that happened? We don't know, right?
You have no way to tell. I mean, people try to pretend. But, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, if we can't figure out on Thursday when we're looking at polling what's going to happen 5 days down the road on Election Day on Tuesday, there's no conceivable way to make even an educated guess as to what the events are going to be between now and 8 months down the road to Election Day in the general. So what you do is you try, if you're a candidate and you're the nominee, you try to stay nimble. You try to keep half a step ahead of events. You try to have statements ready for your candidate so that if something happens that you thought might, that he or she is ready. But the real test comes when something happens that nobody ever thought about.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid a plane goes down, cruise ship turns on its side,
right,
and it's sitting in. But I mean, those sorts of things can happen. But in the end, it's typically events that drive the...
And we haven't even talked about the potential for some kind of a terrorist attack. But, one of the things, Rich, let's be honest, when we talk about the bully pulpit that any president has, they have more control over not only events, but response to events than the opposing candidate does, don't they?
Yes, they do. But this particular administration, all the way back from the time that he was a candidate, Barack Obama has not been one. He wants to consider it. He wants to think about it. They think, they want to kind of test different approaches, so that sometimes he's been accused of waiting for other people
dithering,
to make decisions,
leading from
and,
behind.
Yeah, dithering is exactly right. But on the other hand, to the wider point about being able to drive the day, the White House announced last night that here on Super Tuesday, the Republican Election Day, that the president's going to hold his first press conference,
yep,
during the day
since
last October.
Little gamesmanship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's all fair.
That's politics, isn't it? I mean, that's why they say politics ain't beanbag.
And right. That's why being the incumbent president is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Being the king, it's good to be the king, right? So okay, 50-50 chance in 2012 that the election will be decided more on events, like immediate events, than necessarily the political issues that are being debated.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. I think these social people are going to change their minds about the social issues. Everybody right. knows who they stand on these things from the time they're 12 years old on.
But the most important thing we've discovered today and have agreed on today, ladies and gentlemen, is that when it comes to Oreos, Rich tears his apart and dunks them. I hold mine together and dunk them. That was the most important thing.
You're so traditional. Traditional.
I know. I'm not a rebel like you, Rich. Hey, thanks, Rich, for being here. Good job today. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Mullings.com. Check his website out. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.